Dollar Shave Club is the smarter choice. Get a shave at a great price, conveniently delivered right to your door. It's an awesome life hack, a no-brainer choice. You no longer have to schlep to the store. Schlep.
Schlep.
What a word. Schlep. Buy a cheap disposable razor that gave you a cheap shave, or spend a fortune on razors with gimmicky shaving tech you didn't need. You don't have to schlep to the store to do that. And when I use my DSC Executive Razor with the Dr. Carter Shea Butter, the blade just gently glides, giving me such a smooth shave.
You don't have to schlep it across your
their
face.
Their Dr. Carver Shave Butter is schlepping okay, it just says transparent. It's transparent for a more precise shave, helps prevent ingrown hairs, and fights razor bumps. You, too, can make the smarter choice by joining Dollar Shave Club.
To schlep those hairs off your face.
For a limited time, new members only get their first month of this executive razor with a tube of their Dr. Shave butter for only $5 and free shipping. After that, razor is just a few bucks a month. It's a $15 value for only $5. In your first month box, you can get an awesome weighty handle, a full cassette of four cartridges, and a tube of their shave butter. After your first month, replacement cartridges will ship automatically at the regular price. There's no hidden commitments and no hidden fees. Cancel anytime you like. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/yaw. YAH. DollarShaveClub.com/yaw.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from the wow way we be.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I was living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good. And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
On the dark cheeky, smoking the lick licky. 10 freaky girls inside the chin cheeky. Girl, when you see me, you better believe me. This ain't a game and pimping ain't easy. Anything goes when it comes to house. I'm the kingpin when it comes to flows. You better ask someone if you don't know. When you see me, girl, say, what up, though? 10 freaky girls. 10 freaky girls.
Welcome to Young and Happy.
It's good to be back. It's a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Not to
rhyme on your bitch ass, but
not to do it early on the 25th, which rhymes with Lord of the Sixth Synth.
Okay, Lord of the Synth.
It's a music podcast talking synths.
Yeah, Young and Happy Records.
Young and Happy Records. Yo, we might be changing the name of this podcast.
We're just adding a word, not changing a name really, just like adding.
I mean, if it goes from Young and Happy to Young and Happy Records, that would be the changing of the name.
It's just like getting a last name.
It's like getting knighted.
It's like being Sir Young and Happy.
Yeah.
We also have a special guest in the studio today, Mr. Sean Quigley, an intern who's known to many as NASA. Why do they call you NASA?
I have a little experience in the field of NASA.
hell yes.
Yep. A lot of people think I'm astronaut, which is fair, but it's more along the lines of in-Earth kind of stuff, and now I'm
staying grounded.
Working for Young and Happy. Upgrade.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's an upgrade. We brought Tex in because he's got guys. And Tex has beats the drum, and he's like, yo, NASA's one of my guys. Quiggs is one of my guys. And so it's like, hell, if we can bring some NASA intelligence in here, we're always going to bring in a little bit of intelligence when we can pepper it in there. So thanks for being in here today. Tex couldn't be here, but he said, you know what? Get NASA in there. Let's take this shit to fucking outer space.
Take it to the moon.
I love that. That's absolutely beautiful. So if we have any NASA-type questions about constellations or stars.
Cloud types,
rocket ships, fuel.
Those
extraterrestrial life forms.
Their suits.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The difference between, here's one. What's the difference between the old-timey scuba suits and the stuff astronauts would wear?
Nothing.
Is the moon landing real?
Yes.
Well, there you have it. We got to the bottom of a bunch of very NASA-related stuff. But for the time being, we're going to keep it on Earth. And we're going to keep it surrounding the world of music. Is that cool, Caleb?
Yep.
All right, cool. So we're going to get into some topics today. We're going to talk about Offset. Just kidding. We're not going to talk about them at all today. Any of the Migos. And that's a fucking promise. But we are going to talk about Justin Bieber getting banned from China. We're going to get into Meek Mill blaming his loss. Well, we'll get into it. Tyler, the Creator, has something to say about his sexuality. And we have not one, but two music head-to-head. So we're going to put two artists that we had not really listened to before head-to-head.
Rose said that Hans Zimmer sucks.
And then we're going to get into...
Just want to get this cleared. Like, if you want Preposterous Take, just skip the middle of the podcast, go right to the end. Roan thinks Hans Zimmer sucks.
I think that Aaron Copland is way better than Hans Zimmer, and that's an American going against a German. And if anyone is going to pick a German side against America, you might as well go suck Hitler's dick. But first, we will start with Mr. Meek Mill talking about Drake. Meek Mill said that he lost to Drake, so not only is he admitting that he lost, but he's also giving us an excuse, and that excuse is that he was on too much Percocet and lean.
So always better to sip mix Percocet with Molly.
Yeah, that's a better combination. It will make better music. And
I've heard. I literally don't. Not only have never done Percocets. I don't know anybody. I don't know what Percocets are.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's a very Northeast thing then, because the opioid epidemic is very real, and a lot of people are on what. So y'all. In Quiggs is actually from North Carolina as well, so I can say y'all, and it's an actual y'all. Y'all use meth in the South instead of
meth is more like a Florida type thing.
So, what is your guys' drug of choice? Would
I'm
be
pretty
my
sure
question.
Meth is popping out like in the Midwest.
I think meth is at a lot of places, but if you guys don't have opioids, what do you guys
we're drug free in Nashville.
Alcohol.
Alcohol is your drug of choice. That makes sense, and that seems like it's a lot
glass
safer.
Of wine.
There's definitely people who are going on cops and getting arrested for doing drugs and shit like
not
that.
Not North Carolina.
Meth is most popular, it says, in the Midwest states, especially Missouri.
I've actually heard that. There's like towns, and look at this up, Ben. Meth towns. Where just like the whole town, like you have to be on meth to even come in. It's like Sim City 2 for meth.
You just have this. That's the barrier of entry. There's like a border patrol agent with a bag of meth.
It's like the College of Charleston Southern. Is it College Southern? Charleston Southern. Shoot. I think it's College of Charleston. Anyways, this one is like, it's literally only girls and they're only pretty and it doesn't matter if you...
College of Charleston.
College of Charleston, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about
you. You have to like submit a picture to get in there, I think, if you're a girl.
But it says South Carolina, Kentucky, North Carolina...
North Carolina meth.
No, man.
Looking for number one.
I think
meth
just,
states. It's meth states.
These are states
with the most meth
cities.
Labs, and North Carolina's in the top 10, just as I
so
predicted.
The we top have science two labs. Are Tennessee and Indiana, where we just were.
Yeah, you could tell
top,
there was a lot of meth out
state.
There. But in any case, Meek Mill is not on the meth. He was on the Percocets, and that they're big in Philly. People like to rap about Percs. There's an opioid epidemic going on all along the northeast of the United States. So, you know, maybe he shouldn't contribute to the opioid epidemic. Maybe rap about positivity and loving your life, and you'll come out on top.
So just to clear this up, he was on drugs, and that's why he lost to Drake?
I guess so.
That's why I've always followed DARE. D-A-R-E.
What does that stand for?
Drugs rarely are... No.
That's Dre.
Drugs actively reduce... estrogen.
So they drugs build testosterone.
No, they should reduce estrogen.
Okay, fair enough. You just have an empty void where your testosterone and estrogen.
Before the program started today, Ron and I were talking about testosterone. I decided that it's officially my favorite topic to talk about.
Caleb talks about testosterone all the time. What's building testosterone? What's not building testosterone? And he just has me always thinking about
this
testosterone.
This is false. I think. And let's keep it honest. I think you've been talking about it more recently because I got you hooked on the testosterone train.
You did because I just wasn't on my... And
you just didn't know. I explained to you one time how important I found testosterone to be in my very limited understanding of like science and nutrients. I just basically listened to Joe Rogan's podcast. And that's my entire knowledge. So
of anything.
Of anything. It's literally my only schooling. So I just... I think testosterone is really important, and I told Ron about it. And now, since then, he's been doing power stances. He's
I was
been
doing
watching
the power
body
stances
language.
Beforehand, and I was watching that beforehand. And also, taking risks builds testosterone. I've been, like, jumping off subway cars onto skyscrapers and shit. It's been wild.
being supremely athletic builds testosterone.
In any case, Tyler, the Creator, has told us some news about the lyrics that really shook up the music industry when he said that he might have been gay. Ben, I think you could set the table on this one a little bit and let us know exactly what he said because...
Call him R. Ben in the house.
Yeah, so I did read the article or listen to DJ Academics, and it said they thought he said truth is, since a youth kid, thought it was a phase, thought I'd be like Frank, poof, gone. He says, he actually said, thought it was a phrase, so people are misunderstanding him.
I thought it'd be poof, gone, like that was the phrase.
Frank is poof, gone.
All right, so how I see it is...
It's really complicated.
It's not that much of a difference. And so he leaked this album. This album got leaked, and there was a bunch of reactions, people saying, like, oh, my gosh, like, this... that like, he's gay. He might be gay or whatever. And so he leaked this to try and gauge what the reaction was. The reaction wasn't what he wanted it to be. So now he's trying to pull back his gayness. Now he's trying to tuck his dick back in and be like, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm not gay. That was just a leaked album, and you couldn't actually hear it. So let me re-record it and make it nice and clear for you guys so you guys can really tell that it's just a phrase and not just a phase, me being gay, because I'm not as popular as I thought I was going to be when I came out as gay.
I don't know. I thought you got pretty popular off that. I think it really buzzed his album. People bought the album. No, they didn't. They probably streamed it. Maybe legally downloaded. People listened to the album. And then now it's out of the news. And now he's back in the news because he's retracting it.
And he's going to pop it back out again. He's tucking the dick into the waistband.
He's just a news guy because he's got a new TV show coming out.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We got brainwashed by the news cycle again. Not again. It sucks. So Justin Bieber's been banned from China. He can't go to China anymore. And it is apparently, get this, too late to say sorry. I don't want to pat my back, but I wrote that myself. So Chinese authorities are no longer among the believers, explaining that the Canadian pop icon has been banned from performing in the mainland due to his history of, may I quote, bad behavior.
What is he doing in China again? I forget.
All kinds of shit. Fucking probably.
He was eating a fork?
He was wasn't using chopsticks. My guy was thought it was like a pretty good wall, but would refuse to call it a great wall. This guy was wearing his shoes inside the house.
He just called it Tao's chicken, not general.
He wasn't respecting the general's five stars. It's the disrespect does not stop with young Justin Bieber. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, I don't think he cares either.
You don't think he wants to go back to China?
Nope.
I mean, who
goes to China is like, yep, that's my spot.
Yo, they just took out the middleman, and we don't have to shit in toilets anymore. We just put it right into the hole in the ground.
I know people that go to China, and I respect my friend Donnie, who's out in China, but I don't think anyone wants to live in China. Not even Chinese people want to live in China, right?
So, and Donnie's just doing it as a ruse. He's just like, this is my playground.
It's so preposterous that someone would be here that I'm going to be here as a joke.
It is that preposterous, and it's worth laughing at.
And they're eating like, they eat like dirt out of the sidewalks.
Yeah, yes, that's a fact. That's like can we get like scientists' take on this? That in China, all they eat is the dirt out of the sidewalks.
It's all they eat, but it's part of the menu.
It is part of their diet.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's good to always have confirmation on something that is 100% factual. Panda bears and dirt right out of the sidewalks. So we are going to should we talk about Birdman saying Tyga owes him money and Tyga owes Birdman money?
Just did.
All right, fuck them. Fuck them both, man. Why don't you guys just settle your beefs? Get it in writing or stop owing each other money. Just like lend each other money or pay each other back. Like stop. Get out of my fucking hair. I'm tired of it. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm peaking right now, but it's like
it's all downhill from here.
I'm pissed. I'm pissed at these guys for fucking duping me by having it in the news. So we need to get to some head-to-head music. And first, we're going to do two bands that we hadn't really listened to before, and we're going to check out whether we like them or not. So this is first. It's going to be The Hunted.
Do we have a name for this segment?
Battle of the Bands.
Nice and original.
Okay, nice.
Battle of the Bands.
But with a Z.
Yes. Battles. Should be Battles of the Band. The Band of Brothers Battle. Battle.
Yeah,
big,
these are all good.
Can we do Big Battle of the Big Baller Bands?
So this is
Battle of the Big Baller Bands.
It's in a workshop right now.
Big Baller Bands Battles.
Big Baller Bands. Semicolon. Battle.
That's what we're going to stick with today. It's in the air. I'm not in love with it, and that's just me being honest with you. I think we can do a little bit better, but I think we will. But today, the big baller bands battle. And first, we're going to start off with the Haunted. Is it the Haunted or the Hunted?
The Hunted. No, wait. Someone sent this in on Twitter, so let me look. Go right now.
Should we do the Haunted against the Hunted?
Wait, who's the Hunted now? What's going on?
Should we do a play-in round where the Haunted goes against the Hunted?
Well, I just want to make sure we get this right, because these are people who are tweeting this in, so I don't want to mess up.
That's why we'll have a play-in. Maybe, I mean, it's not even a guarantee that this shit's going to be dope, man.
Okay, just do it then.
All right, so this is the Hunted, and this song is called Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the Storm.
Sounds like a white guy with a cowboy hat.
This is like a very famous song. There's no way that this SoundCloud page with 26,000 plays on their top song and less than 1,000 on the rest of theirs is the one that originally played this song. So let's check the Haunted, because the Hunted sounds like, if this is them, like, we're fucking up.
No, it was the Hunted.
It's the Hunted?
The group is called the Hunted, and the song he sent in was, and this is Mike Hunt sent this in.
Oh, fuck that. That's this guy's band.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, fuck that.
It's not. Listen.
This is this guy's band.
Listen. Listen, it says, in 2008, Todd Fancy. So it's not.
Todd
so
Fancy?
That one night, the Hunted. Just try it.
Oh, I know what this is. It's that one night. This is from The Office. That one night.
Just play the song, dude.
It's not even on Spotify.
It's not a real song. It's not a real song.
That one night, the Hunted, the Office Dinner Party is what it's called.
Yeah, it's not a real song. It's from the scene in The Office.
Okay, well, can we just play it?
It's a great
good
song.
Good Lord, we got someone trying to interact with us, and we're trying to shut him down. Mike Hunt, I appreciate you. His name is Turn Up for What?
You know what I'm talking.
You took me by the hand.
So good. Sounds like music to me.
One night.
You made everything alright.
Alright.
That one night. You made everything alright.
Man, we got duped, bro. We've been getting duped this whole fucking show, bro. We can't stop getting fucking duped. We got duped by the Hunted. We got duped by the other fucking Hunted.
Joke is on us.
Well, luckily, whatever we play next is going to be better than that shit. This is Jacob Banks. This guy's got fucking pipes.
Wait. Who are you putting against this? You just want to play this, or are we polling this, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, we're going head to head.
All right, head to head. Roan versus Caleb. Roan's gonna play his song. I'm gonna play my song.
That was your song, and this is my song.
It's getting harder to breathe.
God damn.
Chain smoking your love. Can't be good for my sanity. Can't be good for my lungs. Chain smoking your love. I know my lease is up and the bailiff's at the door, and still I'm hanging on to the life we had before. I know this cold in love won't lead me.
All right, I mean, was that a test? Was that even really a head-to-head?
I haven't even played mine yet, but that's an awesome song.
That was your song. No, your song was The Hunted, and this was what.
No, that was the one from Twitter song.
No, that was your song, and this was the song that went against
it. No, I'll play my song now.
That song just shit on your song.
That's awesome, because it just did that to
you. Just said
off
mic.
You're being ridiculous.
That it builds tea. You think it builds tea.
That was a great
song. And you love tea.
That was a great song.
You love your tea.
You're a tea boy.
Yo, you're a tea boy.
Yeah. Can I play my song now, or are we just going to go back and forth?
What's your song? I know you don't have a laptop either, so I'm about to play whatever I like.
Fallout Boy. I think it's called Menace and Youth. Youth and Menace. Come on.
It's definitely not Menace and Youth, brother. I used to have a hermit crab named
Young
Menace.
And Menace.
Can I just tell
Young and Menace.
Can I just tell a story? I used to have a hermit crab named Menace before. And it was called Menace because I lived with someone who couldn't pronounce the word menus, and they said Menace, and we ate that hermit crab at the end of the summer. I burned it on a knife over an open fire, and I ate the crab that we had the entire summer. That's Menace. All right, this is Young and Menace by Fall Out Boy.
I woke up in my shoes again, but somewhere you exist singing. Oops, I did it again. I forgot what I was losing my mind.
Like the original writer of that song, Britney Spears, and they definitely have to pay money to Britney Spears because they stole her lyrics. The most memorable lyric of the song you played is a Britney Spears lyric.
Man, the most memorable lyric of the song you played is the title of a band that we saw this weekend, the Chainsmokers.
And this guy has been around for longer than them, while Fall Out Boy's song is much after Britney Spears' song, and their entire career is after
her. Does your daughter listen to Britney Spears?
No, she doesn't, because she doesn't exist, friend.
Something to think about.
Yeah, I guess it really is something to think about. So let us know and weigh in on who you think's which one of those songs you think is better, because it's pretty clear that.
Also, I have a lot of respect for your song. It has nothing to do with that. I just wanted to play my. I wanted to get a chance.
Because you just have been trying to besmirch my music taste the entire weekend, and
someone's a little defensive because they play a bad song. Ronan and I and Buddha Ben this weekend all went together to
Indianapolis.
And Ron was the DJ, I was the driver, and Ben was the hype man, so to speak.
Yeah, calamari guy.
Yeah. And Ron didn't do a great job DJing. I just pointed it out. He's being defensive.
All right. You're wrong about that. I played T-Grizzly, and you said my music taste sucked. So
it wasn't even a good T-Grizzly song.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But that is neither here nor there, because we had an even bigger argument this weekend, because I was extolling the and we'll end on this today. I was kind of beating the drum for my guy Aaron Copland, who I believe to be the greatest American composer of our time. And these guys really weren't familiar with Aaron Copland, so I played him a little bit of Aaron Copland, and God, does that guy blow the fucking doors off of shit. Aaron Copland gets it live. He has mastered an American sound, which is fantastically triumphant and has a spirit of exploration. And I argued that there's no composer that I would rather listen to. Bar none, Aaron Copland is my guy. And in an attempt to slander me, I guess we could say, or to besmirch my good name or my music taste, Caleb decided to say that he's a Hans Zimmer guy. He likes Hans Zimmer better. And in the spirit of controversy and in the spirit of debate, I thought I'd let you defend your position, Caleb.
Yeah, I think that Aaron Copland's good. I like Aaron Copland. I never said anything negative about Aaron Copland. I said, yo, I love Hans Zimmer. I also like Clint Menzel. Neither one of them are Americans. You like to attack people who are not Americans, which I find to be an outdated technique, but I think Hans Zimmer does a good job. He does compose all Christopher Nolan's films. Christopher Nolan's one of my favorite directors. And I think Clint Menzel, who composes all of Darren Aronofsky's films, who's also one of my favorite directors, does an incredible job, like Requiem for a Dream. And I really enjoyed the Inception sound. Soundtrack? Yeah, Inception soundtrack, as well as the soundtrack to Gladiator and the soundtrack to the Batman trilogy. And so on and so forth. So I thought Hans Zimmer's pretty good too.
So the only music you like is stuff you've heard in movies?
Correct. It's the only music I like.
And the only composers you like are ones that your directors like?
I feel like they usually have the best. They choose the best.
Huh.
The best for the best. The best deserves the best.
All right. Well, without further ado, I'm going to play a little bit of Aaron Copland. And we can play. Or should we play some Hans Zimmer first? Which Hans Zimmer should we play?
Play
I'll just go whatever's on the top right here. Time. Time it is. If you want to talk about that's a really moment right there. I mean, what happens in that song? It's got swells. It swells, but all it is where's the journey? Where are we going? No answer, because he's not going anywhere. Because he's stationary.
Some days I feel like you just get it kind of antagonistic, and then it's just like you want to fight rather than just enjoy good music.
I thought we were going head-to-head.
Doesn't mean you can't say that's a good song. Everyone knows it's a good song.
But I'm saying compared to Aaron Copland, it's a little bit dry.
I have high respect for Aaron Copland. I actually think he's really good, too. Right. I'm just here to enjoy good music. I don't think the guy, one's got to be better than the other.
I mean,
If one is better than the other, I'll call it how I hear it, but...
I don't know. I just don't know.
That's clear.
I just don't... your guy, he makes something that's maybe moody, but... you need a story behind that to make it work. But Aaron Copland, he'll tell the story for you. Right away, that just takes you there. You don't have to skip ahead to get to the good stuff on that one. The other...
You just like the death drums.
Hans Zimmer...
Like war.
Epcot
war.
Music.
It is, because it's American.
Standing in line music.
Disney World Epcot music.
Walt Disney would link with someone like Aaron Copland, someone who is just powerful and is embodies the ideals of manifest destiny, of just going to the top of a hill and making everything you see yours.
Well,
Hans Zimmer, his stuff is sorrowful and weighty, and it's like he has to apologize for killing millions of Jews. It's like
I think Hans Zimmer might be offended as his new film, newly composed film, Dunkirk, comes out this weekend, which is about actually the American war that he scored. I think he might be offended that you called him anti-Semite.
The American War? What war?
America, the French being pulled out of World War II in Dunkirk?
I haven't seen it yet, so I'd like to see it soon.
World War II?
But I just prefer something that's the triumphant American feel. But we're going to put this to a poll. We'll put both of these things
to
the poll.
Ron likes death drums.
I enjoy horns. I'll tell you what, it grabs you by the balls right away. Hans Zimmer's like, oh, let's skip ahead. Let's skip ahead to where it actually gets good, where I can get my tee up a little bit. So let us know, Hans Zimmer or Aaron Copland. Also, Jacob Banks or The Hunted.
what a matchup. Fall Out Boy or Jacob Banks.
And we want to hear what you guys have to say.
Also, if you're going to send in requests, don't send in a fake song from The Office. Help us out, man.
It was one of the greatest songs in the show.
I mean, okay.
In its entirety.
Music's music.
At the same time, though, we want you to send in music who you haven't listened to. Listen to people whose names you hear a lot, but you don't listen to. That's what we like. And yeah. Titles for the segment, because it's too good to not be titled something.
Big baller bands.
Head boobs. Head.
What if it's just called Big Baller Bands? Or Big Baller Band?
That's something to
think
about. We
should get bigballerband.com. That way if people accidentally go to it, they miss the R, we can get a lot of hits.
Yeah. Or what's next to the R? Like Big Baller Batand.
Just link it back to youngandhappy.com. All right. Well, that's the show.
Thumbs up.
Hang in there, folks.
Hang in there.
It's a long week, and you're not even close to being done with this. That's Young and Happy.
Get money. New money. Hey, rich boy, silly, great folk. Niggas wanna jack shit tight, no snake. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy, silly, great folk. Niggas wanna jack shit tight, no
wanna jet, shit tight, no slick. Just bought a Cadillac, took it to the top, south, got the damn top drop. Two color flip flop in the red lollipop.
Toes in the parking lot.
But I still got my Glock cock. New money, motherfucker, don't you see the big dot? Don't you see the big chain? Don't you see the big grill? Wonder who they hating on lately, baby, this hill. Candy pint, gated skin seats, call me Dundee. Hope in your hood, I'm the one that you wanna be. Haters wish they could feel the wood in my 83. Ride with no tits, so the motherfucker knows me. Rich boys sell it quick, broke niggas wanna jack. Shit tight, no snack, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boys sell it quick, broke niggas wanna jack. Shit tight, no snack, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
I never slip, I never fall. A lot of hoes give me their numbers, but I never call. A real OG, look at VIP and see a nigga ball. Then after we hit the club, baby, I'ma hit them draws. Yeah, I'ma break you off,
and that's all.
Every freak should have a picture of my dick
on their walls.
Polo be the shit, zone 4 be the click, yeah, just for my
dogs.
Yeah, gangsters, hustlers, wasters, busters.
Wait a minute, motherfucker.
Rich boys sell it quick, broke niggas wanna jack. Shit tight, no snack, just bought a Cadillac.
D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac. Rich boy selling crack, broke niggas wanna jack. Shit tight, no snack. Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac. On some new $10,000 wheels. Can't explain how I feel. Touch a gator on the rear. Got peanut butter